Good morning. Let's begin our service by singing hymn number 267. Our God is all in all. His children cannot fear. See baseless evil fall and know that God is here. Hymn number 267. Betty from California will read the scriptural.
I will read from the book of Ephesians. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer and then follow with the Lord's Prayer and its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook. Our
Father, which art in heaven.
Our Father, Mother, God, all harmonious.
Hallowed be thy name.
Adorable One.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom is come. Thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Let us sing hymn number 180. Love the Lord thy God. Love is staff and rod for heart and soul and mind. In this command, forever strong, to silence thoughts of wrong, all laws fulfillment find. Hymn number 180.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Sunday morning service of the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. We begin each Sunday morning at 10 a.m. here with our roundtable discussion, which is a training session in Christian Science. Also on Sundays at 11 a.m., we have a Sunday school for children, which is conducted via teleconference. So if you don't live in the area and you have a child of Sunday school age, please call us and we'll give you the number, and your child will be most welcome. And every Wednesday evening at 8:15, we have a Wednesday testimony meeting where you can hear testimonies of healings and lives transformed through the study and practice of Christian Science. And for all of our services, we have a nursery available for the very young. You can find us not only here in Plainfield, New Jersey, but you can also find us on our website, plainfieldcs.com. And you can find us on YouTube, SoundCloud, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And you can listen to our services either live on our website or on YouTube, or via your telephone, via teleconference number that we provide. Our website has many articles that are very instructive and very helpful. If you are interested in a little help in knowing who you really are, there's an article entitled Your Background by Una Willard that's featured on the cover page of our website. Very good. Also on Saturdays, we often have a Bible study class at 10 a.m. and we will have one next Saturday. So please check the website for study questions and please join us Saturday morning, 10 a.m., Bible study. Everyone is welcome here, and that includes all of you who are listening and participating from around the world. Now we will have the reading of a testimony from the chapter entitled Fruitage in Science and Health, which attests to the healing power obtained just by studying the Christian Science textbook. And that reading will be given this morning by Dale from Virginia.
Page 688, A Voice from the South. I was delicate from childhood, and my parents did not think it possible for me to live more than a few years. I lived, however, although there was not much improvement in my health. Travel and change of climate brought only temporary relief, and the physicians gave me no hope that I would ever be well. As a last resort, I began the study of science and health, and before I had finished reading the book, I realized that its author was divinely commissioned to bring this spiritual message to a waiting world. Through this reading, my health was restored, and I was healed of one disease that had been called incurable by all physicians. For this, together with the greater and higher blessing of having the spiritual fact of being unfolded to me, I am most grateful. What shall be rendered for such benefits received and made possible by the consecrated life of our revered leader? Only by following the teachings of our textbook and by loving obedience to her gentle and timely admonitions can we show our true sense of gratitude. F.H.D., Florida.
The lesson sermon for this morning can be found on page 16 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. Subject, soul and body. The golden text is from Psalms. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He restoreth my soul. The responsive reading is from 1 and 2 Corinthians. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you?
For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens.
For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven.
If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked.
For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life.
Now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit.
Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord.
For we walk by faith, not by sight.
We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. I will read from the Bible. Psalms. The Lord is my strength and song, and is become my salvation. I shall not die, but live, and declare the works of the Lord. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them, and I will praise the Lord. This gate of the Lord, into which the righteous shall enter. I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me, and art become my salvation. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. Genesis. And Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah to wife, and Rebekah his wife conceived. And the children struggled together within her. And the Lord said unto her, Two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger. And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. And the first came out red, all over like an hairy garment, and they called his name Esau. And after that came his brother out, and his hand took hold on Esau's heel, and his name was called Jacob. And it came to pass that when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim, so that he could not see, he called Esau, his eldest son, and said unto him, Make me savory meat, such as I love, and bring it to me that I may eat, that my soul may bless thee before I die. And Rebekah heard when Isaac spoke to Esau, his son. And Esau went to the field to hunt for venison and to bring it. And Rebekah took goodly raiment of her eldest son Esau, which were with her in the house, and put them upon Jacob, her younger son. And she gave the savory meat and the bread which she had prepared into the hand of her son Jacob. And he came unto his father and said, My father. And he said, Here am I. Who art thou, my son? And Jacob said unto his father, I am Esau, thy firstborn. And his father Isaac said unto him, Come near now and kiss me, my son. And he came near and kissed him. And he smelled the smell of his raiment and blessed him. And Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. Then Jacob went on his journey and came into the land of the people of the east. And the man increased exceedingly, and had much cattle, and maidservants, and manservants, and camels, and asses. Then Jacob rose up, and set his sons and his wives upon camels. And Jacob went on his way, and the angels of God met him. And when Jacob saw them, he said, This is God's host. And he called the name of that place Mahanaim. And Jacob sent messengers before him to Esau his brother, unto the land of Seir, the country of Edom. And the messengers returned to Jacob, saying, We came to thy brother Esau. And also he cometh to meet thee, and 400 men with him. Then Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed, and Jacob was left alone. And there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, Let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And he said unto him, What is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. And Jacob asked him and said, Tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, Wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name? And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. And Jacob lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, Esau came, and with him 400 men. And Esau ran to meet him, and embraced him, and fell on his neck and kissed him, and they wept. And he said, What meanest thou by all this drove which I met? And he said, These are to find grace in the sight of my Lord. And Esau said, I have enough, my brother. Keep that thou hast unto thyself. And Jacob said, Nay, I pray thee, if now I have found grace in thy sight, then receive my present at my hand. For therefore I have seen thy face, as though I had seen the face of God, and thou wast pleased with me. Romans. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. First Corinthians. Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Elizabeth from Georgia will now read.
I will read correlative passages from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. The divine mind is the soul of man and gives man dominion over all things. Man was not created from a material basis, nor bidden to obey material laws which spirit never made. His province is in spiritual statutes, in the higher law of mind. God and soul are one, and this one never included in a limited mind or a limited body. Spirit is eternal, divine. Only by losing the false sense of soul can we gain the eternal unfolding of life as immortality brought to light. Soul or spirit signifies deity and nothing else. Heathen mythology and Jewish theology have perpetuated the fallacy that intelligence, soul, and life can be in matter, and idolatry and ritualism are the outcome of all man-made beliefs. The science of Christianity comes with fan in hand to separate the chaff from the wheat. Science will declare God a right, and Christianity will demonstrate this declaration and its divine principle, making mankind better physically, morally, and spiritually. Soul has infinite resources with which to bless mankind, and happiness would be more readily attained and would be more secure in our keeping if sought in soul. Higher enjoyments alone can satisfy the cravings of immortal man. We cannot circumscribe happiness within the limits of personal sense. The senses confer no real enjoyment. the divine mind, which forms the bud and blossom, will care for the human body, even as it clothes the lily. But let no mortal interfere with God's government by thrusting in the laws of erring human concepts. The higher nature of man is not governed by the lower. If it were, the order of wisdom would be reversed. Our false views of life hide eternal harmony and produce the ills of which we complain. Because mortals believe in material laws and reject the science of mind, this does not make materiality first and the superior law of soul last. Jacob. A corporeal mortal embracing duplicity, repentance, sensualism. Inspiration. The revelation of science, in which the so-called material senses yield to the spiritual sense of life and love. The soul-inspired patriarchs heard the voice of truth and talked with God as consciously as man talks with man. Jacob was alone, wrestling with error, struggling with a mortal sense of life, substance, and intelligence, as existent in matter, with its false pleasures and pains. When an angel, a message from truth and love, appeared to him and smote the sinew or strength of his error, till he saw its unreality, and truth, being thereby understood, gave him spiritual strength in this penile of divine science. Then said the spiritual evangel, "Let me go, for the day breaketh." That is, the light of truth and love dawns upon thee. But the patriarch, perceiving his error and his need of help, did not loosen his hold upon this glorious light until his nature was transformed. When Jacob was asked, "What is thy name?" he straightway answered. And then his name was changed to Israel. For as a prince had he prevailed and had power with God and with men. Then Jacob questioned his deliverer, "Tell me, I pray thee, thy name." But this appellation was withheld, for the messenger was not a corporeal being, but a nameless, incorporeal impartation of divine love to man, which, to use the word of the psalmist, restored his soul, gave him the spiritual sense of being, and rebuked his material sense. The result of Jacob's struggle thus appeared. He had conquered material error with the understanding of spirit and of spiritual power. This changed the man. He was no longer called Jacob, but Israel, a prince of God, or a soldier of God, who had fought a good fight. He was to become the father of those who, through earnest striving, followed his demonstration of the power of spirit over the material senses. And the children of earth who followed his example were to be called the children of Israel until the Messiah should rename them. In viewing the sunrise, one finds that it contradicts the evidence before the senses to believe that the earth is in motion and the sun at rest. As astronomy reverses the human perception of the movement of the solar system, so Christian science reverses the seeming relation of soul and body and makes body tributary to mind. Thus it is with man, who is but the humble servant of the restful mind, though it seems otherwise to finite sense. But we shall never understand this while we admit that soul is in body or mind in matter, and that man is included in non-intelligence. Soul or spirit is God, unchangeable and eternal, and man coexists with and reflects soul, God, for man is God's image. Health is not a condition of matter, but of mind. Nor can the material senses bear reliable testimony on the subject of health. The science of mind healing shows it to be impossible for aught but mind to testify truly or to exhibit the real status of man. Therefore, the divine principle of science, reversing the testimony of the physical senses, reveals man as harmoniously existent in truth, which is the only basis of health. And thus science denies all disease, heals the sick, overthrows false evidence, and refutes materialistic logic. When being is understood, life will be recognized as neither material nor finite, but as infinite, as God, universal good. And the belief that life or mind was ever in a finite form, or good in evil, will be destroyed. The sinless joy, the perfect harmony and immortality of life, possessing unlimited divine beauty and goodness, without a single bodily pleasure or pain, constitutes the only veritable, indestructible man, whose being is spiritual. This state of existence is scientific and intact, a perfection discernible only by those who have the final understanding of Christ in divine science.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer for our world. Let's now sing hymn number 32. The words of this hymn are by Mary Baker Eddy. Brood o'er us with thy sheltering wing, 'neath which our spirits blend, like brother birds that soar and sing, and on the same branch bend. The arrow that doth wound the dove darts not from those who watch and love. Hymn number 32.
Thank you. is my shepherd, and I have all I need. All good and perfect gifts in flower and in seed. He lays me down upon the verdant sunny field to rest beside the peaceful waters and be healed.
And even when I'm in a dry and thirsty land, I'm taken care of, my shepherd is at hand. The one who sends the evening rains and morning snows, his love divine
Let's now sing hymn number 374. We thank thee and we bless thee, O Father of us all, that e'en before we ask thee, thou hearest thy children's call. We praise thee for thy goodness and tender, constant care. We thank thee, Father, Mother, that thou hast heard our prayer. Hymn number 374.
Thank you. I will read from the Christian Science textbook, The Scientific Statement of Being, and the correlative passage from 1 John, 3rd chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material, he is spiritual. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. And what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God? Amen.